Hello again, music lovers. This is Jerry Osborne with some classy tunes from the best 50 years of the 20th century. We call it the class of 19, any time of any year, from the 1940s to the 1980s. That's just one of nine number one hits that we'll be playing from 1986, and that's Invisible Touch. And isn't it appropriate that we start the show with Genesis? Although we won't be ending the show with Exodus. But our next song from 1986 happens to be my most favorite Everly Brothers record ever, one of the greatest set of lyrics I've ever heard in any song. And here comes Don and Phil with Always Drive a Cadillac. Mighty good advice.
It was the senior high school yearbook, the class of 63. I'll never forget the day you gave book and pen to me. It was all talked out and settled, you knew I'd understand. A girl with dreams as big as yours just had to make some plans. So I turned to your best picture, most likely to succeed. The only one in the whole damn book that didn't show you with me. And it said that you liked dinner straight, so I tried to be true to form. And I hid my teenage broken heart, and instead I signed this form.
I hope you always drink champagne. I hope you always are living, and their invitations were engraved. At the 10-year class reunion, they read your personal note and enlarged your cover photograph in your woolly sable coat. But the words underneath the picture were what mattered most to me. There was something in between the lines that no one else could see. You said I'd always run the candlelight, I'd always drink champagne, and if you make time while the sun shines, you can buy your way out of the rain. I travel fast because I go alone, everybody gets far and so. Today, a single line and signature that said I'm coming home to stay. I wonder what life has done to you. I wonder why you thought of me. But if you drop by to say hello, I wonder what you think if you see. Hello. I showed it to you.
What merely began as just the passing of a senior high school yearbook in 1963 turned into a great play, a musical in three acts, as performed perfectly by the Everly Brothers. And this is Jerry Osborne on KPTZ, purveyor of buffoonery as well as some vital information here and there. So the second of our 9 number one hits from 86 belongs to Huey Lewis and the News, and he's stuck with you, baby.
We are bound by all the rest.
One of the top groups of the 80s, Huey Lewis and the News, and Stuck With You. Well, a great big happy Independence Day to you, a.k.a. the 4th of July. Hope you're having a good one and a safe one. And now the always enchanting voice of Nana Muscuri and her beautiful ballad from 86 titled Missing. And listen close and you'll find out who's missing.
You're missing. You're gone and another lies beside you. I've no doubt. You're missing. Conspiracies of silence hide you. Keep me out. They nearly had me believing that you did not exist. But I know you really left me and how you are missed. You're missing the lover who was once around you. There's no news. You're missing. And even if by chance I found you, I'd still lose. For I know you're losing interest instead of your heart. The world turns around and needs me.
What is an established fact is that Nana Muscuri will rarely be missing from any of our shows that spotlight a year in which she had something significant to play. And now the third of our 9 number one hits from 1986, it's by the Human League, and the title is simply Human. We'll be right back. There we have Peter Gabriel, who was kind enough to bring his sledgehammer along with him today. And of the 9 number one hits of 1986, Sledgehammer was the fourth. And for the fifth, we have Cyndi Lauper. And it's good to finally see your true colors.
KPTZ in Port Townsend.
And yet another number one hit from 1986. This one from Mr. Mister.
Old, holds my memory.
There we have Kyrie from the weirdly alliterative Mr. Mister, presented right here on the non-alliterative Jerry Osborne Show on KPTZ. And next we have the seventh of the nine number one hits of 1986, and this time the first solo hit ever for Peter Cetera. It's a tune plucked from the soundtrack from The Karate Kid 2, and we all know it as Glory of Love. Baby, that's the unmistakable voice of Peter Cetera, former lead singer of Chicago, and Glory of Love. Now let's talk about the Monkees. Between 1966 and 1968, it was one smash hit after another for those guys, but it was 18 years before they had another top 20 hit, and that came in 1986. and primarily it was Mickey Dolenz and Peter Tork of the Monkees. But it did indeed reach the top 20, and the appropriate title is That Was Then, and This Is Now. Was the comeback song for at least half of the Monkees, Mickey and Peter, and although first pressings credited merely the Monkees, later pressings credit Mickey Dolenz and Peter Tork of the Monkees. Next on the J.O. Show is a revival of a song that reached number one in early 1970. In 1986, it came out again, this time by Bananarama, and it also reached number one, providing us with a pretty cool bit of trivia. And Venus is the eighth of our 9 number one hits of that year.
Thank you. popcorn music.
And so that brings us to the ninth of our nine number one hits of 1986. And this is "There'll Be Sad Songs to Make You Cry." And it's by Billy Ocean.
Sometimes I wonder by the look in your eyes when I'm standing beside you. There's a fever burning deep inside. Is there another in your memory? Do you think of that someone when you hear that special melody? I always stop and think of you, especially when the words of a love song touch the very heart of me. There'll be sad songs to make you cry. Love songs are someone new, saying I love you.
I love you.
I often wonder how it could be, you loving me, two hearts in perfect harmony. I'll count the hours until that day. A rhapsody plays, a man.
Ocean predicts there will be sad songs to make you cry. But I think I'll go along with Journey, and they suggest you be good to yourself.
I'm hanging.
In 1956, I was drawn to the novelty break-in hit by Buchanan and Goodman, and it was a funny take on aliens invading Earth in a flying saucer. And so in the summer of 1976, for the nation's bicentennial, I wrote a script that was based on historical accuracy and, using some of the country music hits of the day, created my own novelty break-in. And I titled it The Countryside of 76. And it was issued on a 45 RPM and played on some radio stations around the country. And because this is the 4th of July, and because the impossible scene took place around the 4th of July in 1776, this seems like as good a time as ever to play it. Now, as impossible as it would be, imagine yourself listening to the radio in 1776 when you're startled by this interruption.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special live broadcast. An important meeting is about to take place downtown, and our man on the spot is Dan Rathernot.
Thanks very much. On this day, July 2nd, 1776, history may very well be made. We are here at Johnny Hancock's insurance building, where an active group of so-called radical citizens have assembled. They're reviewing the rough draft of a new document based on a motion earlier today by Richard Henry Lee. Its purpose is to establish our own government rather than the King of England. John, what reaction do you expect from the King?
Well, hello, T-R-O-U-B-L-E.
Well, you don't think this is going to start a revolution or anything, do you?
That's all in the movies. It won't happen to us, I know.
That would certainly be bad for the insurance business.
That would be too big a price to pay.
And finally, John, why the fancy signature?
Anything to get a name.
Here's another gentleman that's been behind this independence movement from the beginning, Thomas Jefferson.
Hello, beautiful.
Are you sure you like the idea of overthrowing the British government?
Do I like what? I sure do like it, baby.
Since January of last year, many of the colony's radical parties have been clamoring for independence. What else are you demanding?
Little warm puppies and children and girls of the night.
Say, I just saw George Washington come in. George, where have you been?
Talking on the
Last summer, you were appointed Commander-in-Chief of the New England troops and immediately scored a victory over General Gage in Boston. What other key locations do you consider potential battle sites?
Fresno, Bakersfield, and beautiful downtown Burbank.
Later historians may one day pay note to the fact that you overcame overwhelming odds in Boston. What was it that really motivated you?
It's the first time that my father's seen me play.
What did your mother do that influenced you most as a child?
Pull that apron off and do the Charleston for us kids.
GW, if you're successful and you get the rest of the fellows to sign this, where will the new government be headquartered?
On I-10, about a mile out of Shaky Town.
We may be looking for a president soon, and although there's been no official announcement, could that be your true reason for being here today?
I've dodged all your questions. You shouldn't be suspicious of me.
Well now, ladies and gentlemen, here's a man that's never at a loss for words, old Ben Franklin. Who brought you down here today, Ben?
11 long-haired friends of Jesus in a chartreuse microbus.
Have you had a chance to carefully review this declaration before signing it?
I've been too busy drinking.
It seems like there's quite a crowd gathering here today. A lot of townspeople in just to hold a few truths to be self-evident.
Oh, 50 or 60 people. Just sitting on the cars.
I couldn't help but notice that telegram you just received from that Boston silversmith, Paul Revere. What did he have to say?
Here I am in Dallas. Where in the hell are you?
Ben, you've got a reputation around the city of brotherly love as a brilliant inventor. What new inventions are you working on now?
Budweiser buckles and soft-faded Levi's.
That's going to wrap it up from down here. I think we can be assured that the course of human events over the next couple of days will long be remembered and celebrated in the years ahead. This attempt to overthrow the British government may indeed cause a few fireworks. This is Dan Rathernot.
Thank you, Dan. And thanks to the people, these patriots may get the states united yet. Meanwhile, ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to remind you to drive with care over this 4th of July weekend.